It was a hard-fought game. Give credit to San Diego. They forced us into a lot of issues early in the game. We were fortunate to have two big returns there by Eddie in the first half, kind of kept us in it. And then our guys fought and made a few adjustments there in the second half and played better football. Very, very happy to get a division win on the road against a good football team that we knew would be prepared. They were. Again, just happy and credit to our players for sticking in there and playing for 60 minutes.
Can you talk all week about changing the series around? How important will it be to stand up to them? What kind of statement did you make when coming here?
I think everybody would admit that we're not the same team as we were last year, and I think San Diego knew that. And we came and we played the way we play. You know, not always pretty, but tough. I think fairly smart. Didn't make a lot of mental mistakes. Didn't turn the ball over, and hung in there and fought with them for 60 minutes, and made a few more plays than they did ultimately in the second half. So. We don't believe in statements. We got to play them again in 4 or 5 weeks here, and we know that they'll be ready to go when they come back to Denver, and we'll have another hard-fought game on our hands then.
Josh, do you see anything on film on those two returns that you did what you did? Like, you spot a weakness, or
did you just good play? No, they got great, great coverage teams. We felt like this was maybe as good of a coverage unit that we were going to play or that we have played to this point. Osgood's certainly a pro bowler and makes a lot of problems and tackles on his own, along with a lot of other players that they have on those coverage units. I think our guys did a great job of blocking, gave Eddie a chance to get started. I think that was really the most important thing. We've been working real hard on our return games because it's kind of been the phase of our kicking units that have been lagging behind here a little bit. We know we got a good returner, and it's just a matter of time before you give him a chance to get started, and he can make some big plays, and made two huge ones for us tonight.
I feel like after the first 4 weeks, he was doing okay as far as he wasn't involved a lot. You feel like he was doing okay mentally, and then he jumped back in, obviously, big time.
You're talking about Eddie?
Eddie.
Eddie's fine. Eddie's as bright of a receiver as I've ever coached, so that has nothing to do with it. Sometimes it comes to some of them tonight. Tony got a lot of balls his way. Again, we take what they give us. And we got good players all over the field, usually on offense. Got a lot of different skilled players that can do things with the ball. And whatever the defense is going to tell us to do with it, we're going to try to do it.
What do you guys do differently in certain
games? We felt like we had to stir the pocket a little bit on Rivers. He got comfortable in there a few times in the first half and hit us, more than a handful of times on a few chunk plays. We had to try to take some of those away, and we played some more man coverage, tighter coverage. The corners did a nice job in the second half of really trying to deny some of those throws outside, and we tried to pack it in on Gates a little bit and try to get into the middle of the pocket. And I think our guys did a nice job in a pass rush. I don't know how many sacks we ended up with, 4 or 5, I think, and a number of other situations where we caused them some issues. The ball was up in the air, had the one strip sack, and just generally tried to disrupt them. We've got a few injuries. I don't have the details on it, but I know Doc was out there, came back out there, and Jack Williams, and it was. I don't think we had any cramping issues tonight.
You took Eddie out for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, he was kind of gassed from the two long returns, and he'd been playing a lot of offense, and we're trying to make sure. I mean, we got a lot of guys that can play. We're just trying to make sure that we can survive till the end of the fourth quarter with him.
Is Orton a better quarterback now than when you got him, or is he just a much better quarterback than most people thought at this time last year?
I think Kyle, I don't know that. I have no idea what people thought about him before. I don't really care. We're really happy with what Kyle Orton could do in our system. That's what matters. And we're very pleased with him running our offense. He's very effective doing it and did a nice job of spreading around tonight and was very accurate once again. Didn't commit any turnovers. It's a pretty good formula.
How has his progress been? How would you gauge his progress from the beginning of the season or now?
I think he's in the same boat as everybody is, really. We're a new group. This is only our sixth game together. So we've got a lot of improvements to make across the board, and Kyle's in that group too. You know, he can continue to get better. That's a good thing, not a bad thing, that we feel like our whole team is so new, and you know, that we should be getting better and better each week, and that's what our focus is going to be on. That's what Kyle's focus will certainly be on, and that's a positive. You know, we hope to be playing our best football at the end of the season.
A lot of teams have
They blitzed us quite a little bit inside, and we're doing a lot of, you know, stunting and blitzing inside, and kind of took away some of the inside running game. You know, whether that was for them to protect somebody in there or not, I have no idea. But I know that that's – we did run the ball inside, but they did a decent job of wadding all that stuff up. And we you know, we tossed the ball to the edge in the second half and got outside a few more times. And I think that seemed to quiet it down a little bit, but it certainly was part of our game plan to run the ball anywhere we could run it, inside, outside, whatever. But they did do a nice job, and particularly in the first half, of taking some of that away from us.